You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. The Singleton by-election was on over the weekend, and the old-fashioned saying is top of the pops, and you apply that saying to Councillor Dan Thompson, who is leading the count at the moment, way ahead, and is definitely going to be re-elected as a councillor. And he joins me this morning. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very good. Congratulations. You must be pretty happy with your showing in the election.
I'm very proud of my family. The support that I had from the family and the help and a couple of friends, we did very well against fairly stiff opposition from the organised political parties. So very, very pleased.
How much work did you have to put into the campaign to get such a great result?
Oh, like all the other councillors, we had to work very hard over a number of weeks. There's 2 weeks of pre-poll and some planning beforehand and on the day. It was actually good to be pre-polling because people got to talk to us and tell us things that we as councillors probably didn't know about. So very much appreciative of it. But, as an independent, I didn't have the resources that the political parties had, so I felt very pleased with our result.
So what does that say about, I suppose, the major political parties? Do you think they're a bit on the nose with the people of Singleton because they've supported you and other independents so strongly?
Oh, certainly not. I think there's a lot of support. It's the councillors that they put up are all good councillors things. It's just that, I took it as a vote of support, so I'll take it as is. But I just thought that I was very proud of, like I said, my family and friends who helped out.
You certainly can't do what you do without such strong support behind you. So, obviously, this is a shortened term, although you've been sitting there in, I suppose, acting capacity since the December poll. What are you looking forward to trying to achieve before we go to the polls again in a few years?
Oh, look, I think we need a continuation of what we're doing. I would like to see a couple of projects into fruition. Very happy with the announcement last week of the grant to finish off the Arts and Culture Centre, and really, really looking forward to the electronics workshop, which will be part of that, which will be an asset for everybody in Singleton and the Upper Hunter that we've never had before. Very pleased with that. There's a couple of other things that we'd like to keep going with. I think joining with Muswellbrook and looking at pressuring the state government to change some of their planning laws to allow us to start to work on with the mining companies and things to develop other industries whilst the mining industry is in the district.
Yeah, that's a strong one. That's coming through loud and clear from many people from Singleton and Muswellbrook. And I suppose the other question that's the topic on many people's mind is the bypass. Are you for that?
Oh, very much so. The Singleton and indeed the Upper Hunter need the bypass at Singleton. It's a major issue that traffic can be held up for 30 to 40 minutes at a time. We need to move that. We need to get the trucks out of the centre of the town, and very much. Having said that, obviously it's going to affect, going across my road, so my access to town is going to change. But if that's the price we pay for the community, that's the price that needs to be paid.
Now, I noticed the New South Wales Electoral Commission have said there is 5,000 to 6,000 people that haven't actually voted in this election. Do you think that may be because they're just sick and tired of going to the polls so much, or they didn't really know they had to?
Oh, I think the Electoral Commission tried to notify most people. I think, look, the community is sick of voting. We've had the by-election, the federal election, first council election, this rerun, and are we facing a state government election again in March? I think people are just sick of it.
Do we really need to have this by-election, considering the result looks pretty similar?
Oh, that's problematic, and I think most of my colleagues had argued that there were ways and means of probably circumventing the angst that we've gone through for the last 7 or 8 months. And the community, it seems to have been a big waste of time to a certain extent. Obviously, it looks like we might have a new councillor, and from their point of view, I'm sure it's good.
Dan, again, congratulations. Thanks very much for your time, and I look forward to talking to you as we go through, the next couple of years and deal with all those issues that you mentioned and any others that happen to come up.
Well, thank you for giving me the time, and look after yourself, mate. Have a good day.
Same to you. That's Councillor Dan Thompson, who has been re-elected to Singleton Council in the by-election on the weekend. He leads the count. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.